Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And tonight, we're going to discuss our mommy wins. And I must say that after a week like this, I think we need to give ourselves a few pats on the back. But I will kick it off with my mommy win, which is the fact that I survived my daughter's parent-teacher conferences. And let me remind everyone, my daughter's 4 years old.
That just sounds horrific. What in God's name is happening?
Yes. So, you know, we get the notice that there's going to be parent-teacher conferences. So, you know.
Are you like, no, she hasn't passed calculus. I'm sorry.
Well, you just sound like a robot there. I don't know exactly what you said. Can you repeat that?
I was saying, this is ridiculous. It's, you're like, I know she hasn't passed calculus yet, but I'm sorry.
No, you're not kidding. So I walk into this room, and of course I'm a little bit nervous about, you know, it can go either way. It could go good, it could go bad. You know,
freezing her teachers.
What could possibly be said here about my 4-year-old? So I sit down, and they don't have us sitting in adult chairs. We're sitting at like the tiny kid craft table. And so it's going well, and I'm thinking, all right, you know, where's this going? And then for a hot second, I'm thinking, ooh, what if she tells me that my child's a genius and that, you know, next year she's got to go into medical school or something? Like, you know, you think that for a second. And then, but anyway, at the end of the day, it turns out my kid is just a good kid. She's not, you know, she's just a good kid. She got a great report. So I'm very happy. There was one area of concern. And believe it or not, the concern was that she needs a little help with her scissor skills. So, you know, I'm trying to be very like, okay, I'm taking this seriously because it's a great school. The teachers are wonderful, but she just told me my kid doesn't have great scissor skills. So I'm thinking, all right, well, there's a great reason for that at home, that we don't allow her to use scissors. So, of course, she's not going to have good scissor skills. So anyway, if all the teacher could come back and say was that, you know, she's a good kid, but her lack of, you know, skill in the department of sharp objects is not quite up to snuff, I'll take that and walk away. So that was that, and I survived it, and that was my mommy win.
So there's no permanent record of her trying to get all the kids in her class to freeze the teacher?
There will. I don't think so. So we'll just make sure that was hearsay.
Right. I'm not surprised if she may be deficient in scissor skills after the time I freaked out on her when I thought she was cutting her hair. I'd be surprised if she never wanted to touch scissors again.
Well, the teacher explained it that, you know, it helps with their motor skills, and I totally get that. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we don't play with scissors at home, aside from play scissors, which, yes, you did scare the bejesus out of her that day. You thought she had real scissors in her hand. They were, in fact, play. But, you know, you got to be careful with sharp objects. We don't run with scissors. We don't play with scissors. So one day we'll get there. One day she will be proficient in scissor cutting.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully she won't have to worry about grades on that then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy what they're having them do at this rate, but at this age. But I'm trying not to, you know, let myself get overwhelmed with all that yet because I simply don't have to. So I'm not going to care about it until I absolutely have to start crying about it and making a big fuss. So what was your mommy win?
My mommy win is getting some time to myself to do exercise for the last 4 days. That's kind of a new record for me.
Awesome.
Getting on the treadmill 3 of the 4 days in the yoga class.
Nice.
On the way to the yoga class, we had plans right after. And so MDog is trying to convince me, hey, when you go to your yoga class, can you like just like leave halfway through? So we can, like, go to our other plans. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, my favorite part of yoga class is the last 3 minutes. Mm. When you get to sit there and not talk to anyone or do anything.
Hell yeah.
He's like, yeah, that does sound exciting. All right, Mom, I get it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, those last 3 minutes are, like, golden.
Like, but that's my mommy win, and here's hoping that I get a little time on the treadmill tomorrow and the next.
Yeah.
That'll be a big win for me this week, getting healthy.
That is awesome. Love to hear that. All right. Well, you know what? I will say that I'm going to hit the sack for the night, so I hope sack. I hope you have a good night's sleep, and here's to a great tomorrow. I'm Bleeping Audrey, and that was Bleeping Carrie. Have a bleeping great week.